From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A strong magnitude 6.4 earthquake that hit southern Taiwan in the early morning hours has caused buildings to collapse and also apparently ruptured water and gas lines. The quake, which hit around 4 a.m. local time, was centered about 27 miles from the city of Tainan, which has a population of nearly 2 million. Reporter Kate Lau Schaffner is in Taipei and felt the quake.
We live on the seventh floor. And we had picture frames fall off shelves and some damaged glass on the floor. And our refrigerator and other furniture shifted several feet. We had, the funny part, we had toilet water that flushed out of the toilet bowl.
Reporter Kate Lau Schaffner in the capital Taipei. Taiwanese television shows people being taken out of damaged buildings there. Among the buildings said to have collapsed or partly collapsed, a bank building and a residential building where hundreds live. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is announcing new guidelines for preventing transmission of the Zika virus. That's after Dallas health officials confirmed the first infection found in someone who had not traveled to one of the affected countries. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Lisa Hagan has more.
Until now, the main advice has been to prevent mosquito bites in places where Zika has been reported. But today, CDC Director Tom Frieden called for protection against sexually transmitted infections.
Men who either live in or have traveled to an area of active Zika virus transmission and who have a pregnant sex partner should either consistently and correctly use condoms during sex or abstain from sexual activity for the duration of pregnancy.
Frieden says, though there's no direct link yet between Zika and birth defects, strong evidence continues to build. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Hagan in Atlanta.
Banking giant HSBC has reached a $470 million settlement with the government in nearly all states over mortgage lending and foreclosure abuses. Under terms of a deal announced today, the bank will pay $100 million and an additional $370 million for relief to borrowers and homeowners. The stock market fell again today, capping an end to an overall disappointing week. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, it comes amid some ongoing evidence of strength in the economy.
Technology stocks were the big losers today. The NASDAQ closed down more than 3%. And over the past week, the broader market suffered by about as much. The S&P 500 index is down 3.1% since Monday's close. Some investors are worried about economic trouble abroad in China and Europe and elsewhere. Also, the latest U.S. GDP numbers were anemic. Still, some economists see the glass half full. Job growth data just out showed a pickup in wage growth for Americans. The manufacturing sector gained jobs. So, basically, good news, bad news, crosswinds keep buffeting the stock market up and down. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Checking the numbers, the Dow dropped 211 points today to 16,204. The NASDAQ was down 146 points. You're listening to NPR. The latest photographic evidence is indicating North Korea may be moving closer to a rocket launch, with the reclusive nation reportedly putting a satellite into orbit. Satellite images taken this week apparently show fueling activity underway there. North Korea has also notified the UN of the planned launch, which it says will occur sometime between February 8th and February 25th. A number of governments have expressed alarm about the launch, saying it is a thinly disguised effort by the North to test a ballistic missile. A 38-year-old man is dead. Three others were injured today after a crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan, just north of the World Trade Center. From member station WNYC in New York, Stephen Nesson has more.
The crawler crane now lies upside down, filling nearly two city blocks. The treads are in the air. The more than 500-foot-long red crane is mangled with crushed cars beneath it. David Wicks, a financial trader, was walking down the street when the crane came down, killing him. Speaking at a press conference, Mayor Bill de Blasio says with winds at more than 20 miles per hour, no work was being done at the time of the incident.
The crane was being lowered into the secure position and the construction workers were blocking off the area. The danger to people on the street was lessened, and thank God we didn't have more injuries and we didn't lose more people.
Officials are continuing to investigate the collapse. The mayor has ordered all crane work in the city halted. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson. In New York.
First, for the National Football League, the NFL says it will host a Monday night football event outside the U.S. this year. The game between the Houston Texans and Oakland Raiders is scheduled for November 21st to be played at a stadium in Mexico City. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.